Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 57 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Thanks again for watching or listening, whatever you're doing. This episode is going to be about Joe Biden and how much of a complete disaster he is. Because I think that as we get closer to the midterms, you know, this is not about winning one election. This isn't even about winning elections. This is about convincing people that everything they're doing and everything they're embracing is just stupid and wrong and bad. And we have to convince Democrats to, you know, I hope we're going to see some kind of a great reversal of Democrats turning their back on Joe Biden because he's a moron. And he's dangerous. This is what I always say. You know, this isn't just about some people in Washington who are doing stupid, silly things. No, this is about people who are literally destroying our civilization. They're wrecking it. And Joe Biden is the perfect example of that. And the Democrats of today, right now, the Democrat Party is literally just wrecking our civilization. And so I want to go over six things. Okay, six areas where Joe Biden has just failed miserably. And I don't know if it's a failure. Maybe he's doing it on purpose. But okay, number one. Hey, how about World War III? Let's just start with that, with Ukraine, Russia invading Ukraine. You know, like I've said, I've talked about this before, none of this would have happened if we had just left everybody alone. I really believe that. You know, this is about NATO. Putin has been telling us, Russia has been telling us for decades, for 30 years. They've been saying that, you know, since the fall of the Soviet Union, they've been saying that they would love to just be left alone now. And they're not, look, they weren't the ones encroaching on Europe. I mean, obviously during the Soviet Union they were, but once the Soviet Union fell, that was it. The threat was over. And we have kind of worked to rebuild that threat. You know, we've said, no, the threat's still there. It's always there. We got to fight against the threat. We got to guard against the threat. And we've pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. And this is the result. They're pushing back. Putin and the Russians are pushing back. And it would never have happened. And it didn't happen under Trump, because Trump just wanted to get along with everybody, make deals with everybody. He's a businessman, you know. All you have to do is look at the reality. This didn't happen under Trump. It happened under Biden. Now, this could easily spiral out of control into World War III, and it's absolutely terrifying to me. So this is a big one for me. Now, number two, let's take a step back and go to Afghanistan. This is a great example and I think that there's more going on here with Afghanistan, but I think that Trump had a plan to get us out by May 1st, before the fighting season started. He made a deal. He made a deal with the Taliban because he's a deal maker. He makes deals. And yes, even horrible people like the Taliban, he makes deals with them. And the result was not a single American was killed for about 18 months. That we went about 18 months there with no Americans getting killed in Afghanistan. So you know what? It was a pretty good deal. And then he was going to get us out, and he was going to do it in a way that wouldn't have left $85 billion worth of our medical military equipment in the hands of the Taliban that they're now selling off to the world. Who knows where it all is now? But Joe Biden came along and he wrecked that plan. He turned his back on the deal. He broke the deal. The deal was, we were supposed to be out by May 1st. He broke that deal and pushed the withdrawal into the middle of the fighting season, August. You know, there's a real fighting season in Afghanistan. It's still a real thing. And you know, in the winter, the mountain passes are choked with snow and people can't get around as easily. So you can't wage war as easily. It's sort of an ancient idea, but it's still applicable in places like Afghanistan. It's still applicable everywhere, really. But But Joe Biden wrecked the plan and just botched it, completely botched it, and ended up getting 13 Americans killed. A bunch of, God only knows how many Afghan people got killed, how many people fell off that plane. Remember, we all saw that plane, people plummeting to their death from hundreds of feet in the air because they were clinging to that plane. It was chaos, absolute chaos. Joe Biden, just a disaster. Now, I think that there is some truth to the rumors that the Pentagon was hoping to convince Biden to stay in Afghanistan forever, because the Pentagon wants to stay everywhere forever, because they make more money that way. They make more, they have more power that way. They get to move troops around on a chessboard that way. And I think that the Pentagon leadership was slow walking. There's some evidence to point to that. There's people in the know talking about that, how the Pentagon leaders slow walked the plan. Once Biden was elected, they said, oh, now Biden's elected, so now we're going to be able to, we're just going to put a halt to all of Trump's plans because Biden's going to change it. And, you know, they were right that Biden changed the plan, but he just made it worse. And who suffered? Did the brass of the Pentagon leadership suffer? No, none of them died. It was the soldiers, the men and women, the soldiers, the people on the, you know, with the boots on the ground. They're the ones who died. They're the ones who got blown up. So, you know, that shows you who do these people really serve? They serve themselves. They don't care about you. They don't care about the soldiers. If you're a soldier, they don't care about you. You're nothing. You're cannon fodder to them. So, and Joe Biden is either complicit or he's just too stupid to understand all that. And I think he just wanted to do things different. He didn't want to follow through with Trump's plan because that would be admitting that Trump's plan was a good plan. So he had to change the plan just to put his stamp of approval on it. We all know bureaucrats who do that. That's what bureaucrats do. They have to put their stamp of approval on it. They have to change something. You know, all of us in the private sector and in the government, everybody, we all know useless bureaucrats, the middle managers, the people who have to justify their existence by changing your perfectly good plan, your perfectly good report or whatever. They have to point out something wrong with it so they can say, yeah, I corrected his report, or I corrected his work there, you know. Yeah, Biden is a useless bureaucrat. Okay, so that's number two. Number three is inflation. Now, I've done an episode on inflation. Inflation is a monetary phenomenon. It is the printing of money. It is the inflation is the increase of the money supply, and that translates over time into increased prices. Joe Biden has no idea how inflation works. None of these Democrats in Washington or anywhere else have any idea how inflation works. They have no idea. They are the most ignorant, incompetent morons that maybe this earth has ever seen. I'm not sure, but I haven't been around all of human history, but I'm going to put this group of people, Joe Biden and his group of people, Janet Yellen, I'm going to put them at the top of the list for the stupidest people who have ever lived on planet Earth. So they have no idea how inflation works. They think they can control it. They think that they can tweak it and tweak the economy and centrally plan everything, and everything will be great. Well, no, it's not great. It's this country is where we are experiencing almost the highest inflation in 40 years, and it just keep going. It's going up. This is really bad, and it's going to get worse because our leaders in government have no idea what inflation even is or how it works. And the only way to stop it is to increase production and decrease the money creation. And the only way to decrease money creation, the money printing, is for the government to spend less money. And do you think a Democrat is ever going to say the government should spend less money? No. They are, like I say, they're a religion of government worshipers. This is a cult. These people are a dangerous, destructive cult of government worshipers, and they are going to to respond there, and they're already doing it, they're responding to this crisis by expanding government power. The government has to do more, and they're just going to make everything worse. So that's number three. Number four is gas prices, high gas prices. I want to separate that from inflation because high gas prices are separate. They're different. Gas prices are going up because of inflation, but they're also going up even more on top of inflation because Democrats are waging a war against fossil fuels. They've spoken very clearly about this, how fossil fuels are the enemy of humanity. They are the enemy of the earth. They are the enemy of us all, and they must be destroyed. They must be stopped. We have to stop using fossil fuels. And they are, you know, that they're creating throughout the whole regulatory regime of the federal government. They are creating, and state governments, they are creating a hostile environment for the production of fossil fuels, of oil and gas. They are, they're outright banning gasoline cars in California. It's outright banned by, I think, the year 2030. They wanted to do the same thing in Virginia before the Republicans took over the House anyway in last November. You know, these people are dangerous. Affordable, reliable, convenient energy is absolutely essential to human civilization itself. And these people, these Democrats, are waging a war on affordable, reliable energy. That's all there is to it. They want energy to be more expensive. Specifically, they've specifically said that they want energy to be more expensive so that they want gas to be more expensive so that the high costs of electric everything will look better. But guess what? Instead of buying this inexpensive fossil fuel energy, we're all going to be forced to, if they drive the price of that fossil fuel energy up, we're all going to be forced to buy electric energy, which is more expensive than that fossil fuel energy was before the Democrats drove the price up. So, and I've said this before, we're all going to have less money. We're all going to have less energy because the energy is more expensive, and we're not getting more money, and especially with inflation, every dollar that we get is worth less and less and less, and at the same time, they are purposefully driving up the price of all energy. Because they're driving the price of gas and oil and gas up on purpose, and then they are that will increase the demand for electricity, and they're shutting down gas and coal-fired power plants that creates electricity. You know, they're doing everything in their power to do this transition to green energy. And like I've said before, it's not even that green. It's not even green when you start looking at the actual energy that is required to create all of these solar panels and windmills and the batteries that we're going to need, electric car batteries, all the mining and the processing, the manufacturing. You know, all we're doing is shifting the pollution around. That's all we're doing. And in some cases, even increasing the pollution, because we're shifting the production away from a clean burning gas car in America to a Chinese, you know, lithium mine or something like that, you know, or an African cobalt mine. These people have no idea what they're doing, and they're destructive. It's incredibly destructive. So that's four things. The next thing I want to talk about is the border. The border, Joe Biden has flat out refused to enforce our border. They said it. They've been saying it for 4 or 5 years during all of Trump's presidency. They didn't believe that America should even have a border. They think anybody who wants to enforce America's border is a white supremacist, because America is white. America's all a bunch of white people. And the only people who want to keep brown people out, you must be a white supremacist. You must be a racist. And it's not about the color of someone's skin. It's about It's about a couple things. I mean, a secure border is about a couple things. First of all, it's about just having the right to say, to decide who comes in. You know, in order to, you know, if you've got these you know, horrible terrorists who want to come in, well, shouldn't we have some kind of a system set up where we stop them and say, who are you? What's your name? Well, let's look you up. Oh, you got a long criminal record in whatever country you're coming from. Well, you know what? We don't want you coming into our country. You know, that doesn't have anything to do with the color of someone's skin. That's just basic common sense national security. But Democrats are stupid. They don't care. They're just used. They used it. It's all politics to the Democrats. All they care about is politics. All they care about is winning elections, and they used it to as a blunt instrument to beat Donald Trump over the head with for 4 years, and it worked. It worked. People turned their back on Trump and voted for Joe Biden because they thought Trump was a racist. You know. And it's just unbelievable how, like, I love now the hypocrisy. You know, we have to defend Ukraine's border from the Russian invasion. Well, what about our border? Our border doesn't matter, right? No, doesn't matter. It's ridiculous. So I think a lot of people are real, and this is what we're seeing in Texas, along the border. We're seeing the Hispanics, because the Hispanic population knows, they're not stupid. They know what the Democrats are doing. The Democrats are trying to say that enforcing, you know, having an orderly immigration system is racist, and therefore, you know, Republicans are all racists. You should vote for us. You should vote for the Democrats because, we're not racists. Look at all the Mexicans we're allowing to come in without, for whatever reason, we're just like not enforcing the border. Look at all the Central American people we're allowing to come in. And all the people who live down there, they see what's going on here. It's chaos, absolute chaos, and it's deadly chaos. People are getting murdered down there. It is absolute chaos because there is no law and order. There is no order. You have to have an orderly system for immigration, and the Democrats don't want any kind of orderly system. They want people to sneak in the middle of the night. That's what they want. And then you can get into the conspiracy theories about the Great Replacement, how the Democrats, I think it's true. I don't think it's a conspiracy theory. I think it's absolutely true that Democrats see themselves as, they are anti-white, and they see America as a white country. And if we can just get rid of all, you know, if we can just overwhelm all these white people, all the people who aren't white are going to vote for Democrats. But the Democrats are communists. So this idea, the Democrats have this idea that all, anybody who isn't white is also a communist. Wants the government to run everything, wants the government to have all the power. You know, they really believe that. And we're seeing that that's not true. It's not true at all. You know, a lot of people who aren't white are switching to the Republican Party because they realize, they see what's going, the Democrats are idiots. They're absolutely incompetent bunglers, and they don't want the government to run everything. And the Democrats, look, you know, that's what's going on. The Democrats are communists. They are central planners. They want the government to run everything and have all the power, all the guns, all the money. The government should have all everything and control everything and everybody and tell everybody what to do. And there are a lot of black people and Hispanic people and certainly Asian people who are realizing, wait a minute, that's kind of a dumb idea. That's really stupid. But that's what the Democrats stand for. They're incredibly stupid, and they're communists. They're central planners. They're just stupid, and people are waking up. So that's a good sign. But I think that the border, the failure of Joe Biden to enforce our border is a great, has been a big wake up call. But it's a great example of his absolute failure to defend the United States of America, the sovereignty of America itself. So, all right, there was one more thing I want to talk about, and that's COVID. I think a lot of people are waking up to the COVID nonsense, the ridiculousness of all this Joe Biden COVID, you know, all these COVID mandates, the vaccine mandates. Everybody knows now that the vaccines don't stop the spread. So why should I, if I have a restaurant and a vaccinated person comes in and then an unvaccinated person comes in, well, they can both spread the virus. So who cares? I mean, what do I care? Okay, I mean, everybody can spread the virus. So there's no point in excluding the unvaccinated person, how that's somehow gonna protect the vaccinated person. And then you have to ask the question, well, wait a minute, is the vaccinated person vaccinated? Well, I mean, the vaccinated person is by definition vaccinated, which means, now don't we get vaccinated to protect ourselves from the virus? So why do the vaccinated people feel like they need to be protected from the virus? Didn't they get vaccinated to protect themselves from the virus? So it's almost like vaccinated people don't believe that their vaccine will protect them from the virus. So they need to exclude unvaccinated people, even though if another vaccinated person comes into the store or comes into the restaurant, that vaccinated person can also spread the virus spread the virus to each other anyway. It doesn't make any sense at all. These people are incredibly stupid, or it's just politics. You know, it's just politics to these people now, to the Democrats. And I think a lot of people are realizing that. You know, there was a great skit on Saturday Night Live a couple of weeks ago about that. And look, I think there's, you know, Bill Maher has been a good voice on this stuff. That a lot of people are waking up and realizing these Democrats are making these decisions. They talk about science, but wait a minute, this isn't about science. This is about politics. This is about persecuting people you don't like. That's what it's about. That's all it's about. It's about persecuting people who you think might be a Trump supporter. Oh, that person he's not vaccinated? Probably a Trump supporter. So we should persecute that person. Yeah, tell him he can't come into this restaurant. Tell him he has to get vaccinated or else he can't do anything. Can't fly on a plane, can't do anything. Well, we haven't done that yet with the flying on a plane. But I think this is all starting to fall apart. And it's all starting to fall apart. And people are waking up and realizing that Joe Biden doesn't believe in science, has nothing to do with it. He's just a ruthless politician persecuting and oppressing his political enemies. I mean, that's really what he's doing. That's what he's doing. That's what Democrats always do. Democrats don't want you. That's why they cancel you. That's why they deplatform you. That's why they debank you. You know, these Democrats are ruthless totalitarians. And I think more and more and more people are waking up to that reality. And, you know, everybody called Donald Trump a fascist. Oh, he's a fascist. But then the Democrats have proven over the last couple of years that they are the fascists. They are the ones who want to run your life. They are the ones who want to tax you more, who want to take your money, who want to tell you how to run your business, who want to tell you if you have a job, they want to tell you what kind of benefits you can have, what kind of pay you're going to make. They're going to control everything. They want to tell you what kind of car to drive, what kind of energy to use. They're going to tell you everything. And they want to control the internet. Remember, net neutrality. I should do a whole episode on net neutrality, but that was nothing but a federal takeover of the internet. Three guys who answer only to one guy, Barack Obama. That was that whole 2015 net neutrality deal that Donald Trump reversed under Ajit Pai, the FCC, the head of the FCC. You know, this was but that's what Democrats want to do. They want to control everything because they're communists. I mean, that's what they are. These people are dangerous. They're very anti-American. They hate America. They hate everything America stands for, which is freedom. America stands for individual freedom, limited government, limiting the power of government. Democrats hate that. They want a government with unlimited powers. And I think more and more people are waking up to that. So I think those six areas are areas where we really need to hammer Joe Biden and the Democrats, hammer them on these issues, because they are either horribly incompetent or just plain evil. Just plain evil. And it also points out the failure of their central philosophy that a group of people in Washington should run everything, should manage everything, including our money. Look what they've done to our money. There's a great book, Rothbard, Murray Rothbard, What Has Government Done to Our Money? He wrote that, I don't know, 30 years ago? I don't know how long ago he wrote that. Maybe in the 70s, I'm not sure. I'm not even sure. But, what have these people done to our money? And it's been both parties over the years. It's been both parties over the decades. But right now, it's the Democrats. And the Republican Party is having an awakening. We are realizing these problems are all caused by government. And the Democrats want to double down on all these problems. Into more government control will solve all these problems. And Republicans realize that that's just a terrible idea. So at this point in history, in American history, the Republicans are the right ones, and the Libertarians. But the Republicans and Libertarians are right, mostly, about where this country needs to go in order to fix these problems. The Democrat Party is wrong about everything, just about everything. And they are going to make everything worse. So that's what we need to do. We need to make these arguments and beat these people. We've got to defeat these people. We've got to defeat these Democrats coming up in November. So, all right, that's it. That's episode 57. And if you like this podcast, as always, give me some good reviews on iTunes or share it on social media, on Podbean. You can go to Podbean and message me if you want. You can find me on social media. I'm on Getter, Chris Farrow at Getter, or at Chris Farrow, and Libertarian Republican or Libertarian Rep 3 on Twitter, and you can find me from there on all the other ones: Float, Sovereign, Minds, Gab, Parler, all that kind of stuff. So, and Truth. Actually, I'm on Truth now too. So, haven't played with it much yet though. So, all right. Well, thanks again, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.